Hi, this is the second part of the previous Data Analyst Interview Question podcast, so let's dive into learn some more important data analyst interview questions and answers. Question 21, what do you understand by the KNN imputation method? Answer, the full form of the KNN imputation method is the K-nearest neighbors imputation method. The KNN method is used to identify the K samples in the dataset that are similar or close in the space. After that, we use these K samples to estimate the missing data points value. A dataset may have some missing values. It is common to identify missing values in a dataset and replace them with a numeric value. This is called data imputing or missing data imputation. Each sample's missing values are assigned using the mean value of the K neighbors found in the dataset. This method is called the KNN imputation method. Question 22, what do you understand by an n-gram in data analysis? Answer, in data analysis, n-gram is a connected sequence of n items in a given text or speech. In other words, we can say that an n-gram is a probabilistic language model used to predict the next thing in a particular sequence, as in, n-1. Question 23, how can you deal with the multi-source problems in data analysis? Answer, there are following two ways to deal with the multi-source problems in data analysis. Number 1, restructuring of schemas to accomplish schema integration. Number 2, we have to identify similar records and then merge them into a single record containing all relevant attributes without redundancy. Question 24, what do you understand by the terms, KPI, design of experiments, and 80/20 rule? Answer, terms, KPI, design of experiments, and 80/20 rule are described as following. KPI, the full form of KPI is the key performance indicator. It is a metric that contains any combination of spreadsheets, reports, or charts about the business process. Design of experiments, it is the initial process used to split, sample, and set up the data for statistical analysis. 80/20 rules, this rule specifies that 80% of our income comes from 20% of our clients. Question 25, what is the difference between variance and covariance in data analysis? Answer, variance and covariance are both statistical terms. Variance indicates how distant two numbers or quantities are concerning the mean value. So, it only specifies the magnitude of the relationship between the two quantities. It means how much the data is spread around the mean. On the other hand, covariance is used to specify how two random variables will change together. So, we can say that covariance provides both the direction and magnitude of how two quantities vary concerning each other. Question 26, what is a null hypothesis? Answer, null hypotheses are one example of a statistical hypothesis. They indicate that there is no statistical significance between the two variable types. It suggests that any difference is due to chance. Question 27, what is the difference between R-squared and adjusted R-squared? Answer, R-squared and adjusted R-squared are both data analysis techniques and differs in following way. R-squared technique, the R-squared technique is a statistical measure of the variation in the dependent variables, as explained by the independent variables. Adjusted R-squared technique, the adjusted R-squared technique is a modified version of the R-squared technique, adjusted for the number of predictors in a model. It provides the percentage of variation explained by the specific independent variables that directly impact the dependent variables. Question 28, explain what is correlogram analysis? Answer, a correlogram analysis is the common form of spatial analysis in geography. It consists of a series of estimated autocorrelation coefficients calculated for a different spatial relationship. It can be used to construct a correlogram for distance-based data, when the raw data is expressed as distance rather than values at individual points. Question 29, what are the advantages of version control in data analysis? Answer, following are the key advantages of version control in data analysis. Number 1, version control facilitates us to compare files, identify differences between them, and integrate the changes seamlessly without any problem. Number 2, it also keeps track of applications built by identifying which version is made under which category, that is, development, testing, QA, and production. Number 3, it is used to maintain a complete history of project files that would be very useful in central server breakdown. Number 4, it is beneficial for storing and maintaining multiple versions and variants of code files securely. Number 5, by using version control, we can see the changes made in the content of different files. Question 30, how can you highlight the cells containing negative values in an Excel sheet? Answer, a data analyst uses conditional formatting to highlight the cells having negative values in an Excel sheet. Following are the steps for conditional formatting. select the cells that contain the negative values. Now, go to the Home tab and select the conditional formatting. Now, go to the Highlight Cell Rules and choose the less than. Finally, go to the Less Than Options dialog box and enter 0 as the value. Question 31. What do you understand by data wrangling in data analytics? Answer: Data wrangling is the process of polishing the raw data. In this process, the raw data is cleaned, structured, and enriched into a desired usable format for better decision-making. This process involves discovering, structuring, cleaning, improving, validating, and analyzing the raw data. Data analysts apply this process to turn and map out large amounts of data extracted from various sources into a more useful format. They use some techniques such as merging, grouping, concatenating, joining, and sorting to analyze the data. After that, it gets ready to be used with another dataset. Question 32. What steps can you take to handle slow Excel workbooks? Answer: Here are a few ways in which you can handle workbooks. Try using manual calculation mode. Maintain all the reference data in a single sheet. Often use Excel tables and named ranges. Use helper columns instead of array formulas. Try to avoid using entire rows or columns in references. Convert all the unused formulas to values. Question 33. What are different types of hypothesis testing? Answer: The different types of hypothesis testing are as follows. T-test. T-test is used when the standard deviation is unknown and the sample size is comparatively small. Chi-square test for independence. These tests are used to find out the significance of the association between categorical variables in the population sample. Analysis of variance, ANOVA. This kind of hypothesis testing is used to analyze differences between the means in various groups. This test is often used similarly to a t-test but is used for more than two groups. Welch's t-test. This test is used to find out the test for equality of means between two population samples. Question 34. What is the default port for SQL? Answer: The default TCP port assigned by the Official Internet Number Authority, IANA, for SQL Server is 1433. Question 35. What are the different types of joins? Answer: The various types of joins used to retrieve data between tables are as follows. Inner join in MySQL is the most common type of join. It is used to return all the rows from multiple tables where the join condition is satisfied. Left join in MySQL is used to return all the rows from the left table, but only the matching rows from the right table where the join condition is fulfilled. Right join in MySQL is used to return all the rows from the right table, but only the matching rows from the left table where the join condition is fulfilled. Full join returns all the records when there is a match in any of the tables. Therefore, it returns all the rows from the left-hand side table and all the rows from the right-hand side table. Question 36. What is the significance of exploratory data analysis, EDA? Answer: The significance of EDA are as follows. Exploratory data analysis, EDA, helps to understand the data better. It helps you obtain confidence in your data to a point where you're ready to engage a machine learning algorithm. It allows you to refine your selection of feature variables that will be used later for model building. You can discover hidden trends and insights from the data. Question 37. Explain the type 1 and type 2 errors in statistics. Answer: In hypothesis testing, a type 1 error occurs when the null hypothesis is rejected even if it is true. It is also known as a false positive. A type 2 error occurs when the null hypothesis is not rejected, even if it is false. It is also known as a false negative. Question 38. What's the difference between a data lake and a data warehouse? Answer: The storage of data is a big deal. Companies that use big data have been in the news a lot lately, as they try to maximize its potential. Data storage is usually handled by traditional databases for the layperson. For storing, managing, and analyzing big data, companies use data warehouses and data lakes. Data warehouse: This is considered an ideal place to store all the data you gather from many sources. A data warehouse is a centralized repository of data where data from operational systems and other sources are stored. It is a standard tool for integrating data across the team or department silos in mid- and large-sized companies. It collects and manages data from varied sources to provide meaningful business insights. Data warehouses can be of the following types. Enterprise Data Warehouse, EDW. Provides decision support for the entire organization. Operational Data Store, ODS. has functionality such as reporting sales data or employee data. Data lake. Data lakes are basically large storage device that stores raw data in their original format until they are needed. With its large amount of data, analytical performance and native integration are improved. It exploits data warehouse's biggest weakness, their incapacity to be flexible. In this, neither planning nor knowledge of data analysis is required, the analysis is assumed to happen later, on demand. Question 39. How does data visualization help you? Answer: Data visualization has grown rapidly in popularity due to its ease of viewing and understanding complex data in the form of charts and graphs. In addition to providing data in a format that is easier to understand, it highlights trends and outliers. The best visualizations illuminate meaningful information while removing noise from data. Question 40. Which are the different tools required in big data? Answer: Most essential tools in big data are Hadoop, Hive, Pig, Flume, Mahout, Scoop, etc. Thank you for listening to our podcast.